you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
It's a Monday edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports, and boy, there's so much local sports to talk about right now. Soccer is now off and running, volleyball's off and rolling. Really a whole lot to get excited about here in the Castle Country. Right now we're going to focus on the high school golf scene. The Carbon Dinos continuing to roll through the Region 12 season. I mean, legitimate contenders for a 3A state championship. The Dinos, they take care of business this past week at Soldier Hollow. That's the home site for this year's state championship tournament, which will be held in October. Joining us over the phone right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Tom King of the Dino Golf Squad. Coach, as always, we appreciate you taking out the time for us.
Hey, Jordan, thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. Let's dive right into it. You guys had a pretty phenomenal performance this past Thursday. You guys extend that lead in the Region 12 ranks. You guys finish with 306, excuse me, at the site of this year's state tournament at Soldier Hollow.
Yeah, you know, they did what they're supposed to do, like we've talked in the past, one tournament at a time, and they approached this tournament and this tournament only and played extremely well. I'm really happy with the whole team in a whole. But three kids played really good this week, and I'm very pleased with them shooting 306.
Comparing, I mean, most of the time you guys will get an opportunity to go play at the state site before the state tournament. Comparing this in years past, what are some of the things that stand out to you that says, okay, this team has definitely improved, they've advanced from where they were at last year at this particular time at Soldier Hollow?
Well, this year we're fortunate enough, I guess, to play the Silver Golf Course, which is a little bit easier than the Gold Golf Course. So that sets up a little bit easier for our kids, especially with three par fives on each side. Gives them an opportunity to get some birdies out there. These kids' length allow them to reach some of these par fives in two. If not, they're hitting short wedges into them for their third shots, which they should hit them close. In the past, when we've gone to the Soldier Hollow before, shooting 305 would have been an amazing feat for us. Last year at State at the Gold Course, we shoot 309 both days, which is extremely good. So I think putting 300 to 305 right now, I think that's where we need to be.
As far as competing for a state championship goes, I mean, are you paying attention to what some of the other schools are doing at a site like Soldier Hollow?
You know, we're trying. Some of our kids are friends with other kids throughout the state, and they keep track of what those schools are shooting, and they let me know, and we're right there. We're definitely right there. You know, obviously, we've always talked about Park City and how good they are or have been, and I think they're going to be a contender as well every year. Fortunately for us and unfortunately for them, they've lost one of their best players they've ever had. It's hard to replace a kid that goes out and shoots those numbers, but they've definitely improved already. Watching them shoot 310 at the first match, now I heard they're right around that 300 range. So we need to step it up going into the state tournament for sure. When we get there, we need to have our A game on and make some putts. And I'd love to see us shoot 295 to sub 300.
Riker Smith once again fires the tournament low score of a 73. It seems like North St. Pete's always going to be hanging right around, Coach. I mean, they got Joe Garlick, who tied for second with Caden Alderson. So, I mean, one guy like Garlick can keep North St. Pete within striking distance, which, I mean, I guess that means they're always dangerous.
Yeah, the week before at Ridgefield, Garlick didn't play very good. And Garlick's a good player. He's a very good player, actually. He was in contention last year as well. So he can go out there and shoot some low numbers. Fortunately for us, we're a little deeper than North St. Pete, where we have, in the past so far, we've had at least three rounds. We're counting in the 70s. This week we had to count one in the 80s, but the previous week everything was in the 70s. So I think that makes us a little bit better than them. But we have to approach each tournament at its own. We play at North St. Pete this week, and that is their home golf course. It's a tricky little golf course. And we just need to go out and do our thing. And if we do our thing and play our way we're supposed to play, the kids should come out with another victory.
Riker shoots a 73. Caden shoots a 75. Joey Penevich shoots a 76. Realistically speaking, even adding Joe Garlick to the equation, does Carbon have three? I mean, do they have the top three golfers in this region? I mean, can you envision that at the end of the year, seeing 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, I would say, five of our kids in the top 10. I looked at the numbers yesterday, and the top five of our kids, Riker, Ryan Gagan, Carson Martinez, Joey Penevich, Caden Alderson, they're within the top 10, so they're all medalists. And like last year, we had four kids that were medalists. When you have that, that's a good ingredient, I guess, to win the region.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dino Golf Squad. Coach, now two meets deep into the season, you guys hold a 26-stroke lead. Talking to you last week, that's kind of what you have envisioned.
It is, and we want to build on that. I hope we go into Cedar City with a 60-shot lead. You do that, it makes it pretty easy on your last match. We want to get as stress-free as possible going into the region championship so we can come home with the region title.
You did mention that up next you guys will go to North San Pete. It's a tricky course. I mean, theoretically right now looking at it, you guys are 26 strokes up on North San Pete, 44 up on Canyon View. If you guys can find a way to win this particular meet, I don't want to say it's smooth sailing, but I mean, you guys set up really nice here in the coming weeks to clinch the region.
Yeah, that would be a good thing, especially for us going to North San Pete and building on that lead that we've had. You know, last year at North San Pete, we shot a 304, I believe it was, which is our lowest score of the season. Riker shot 69 last year. He's definitely able to do that again this year. And quite honestly, I see we have the potential to have at least two kids 70 or lower. If we can go ahead and do that and the kids learn how to keep their driver out of their hands sometimes, they need to keep the driver in the golf bag and just hit iron off the tee because it's not a long golf course, and keep it in play. If they can keep it in play, get on the green, make some putts, we're going to be just fine. You know, if we go in here and we win again, and that's the big hope, building our lead going into our home match would be even huge.
That's an aspect that I think gets overlooked from time to time. You mentioned the kids picking the right club, especially when to tee off on a shorter golf course. Is that one of the more frustrating things from a coach is trying to teach them what to use in what situation and not to panic in certain deals?
You know, it is, and it's especially frustrating when you talk about it previous or prior to the round, and then all of a sudden you go out and see, how did you score on this hole? How did you make this score on this hole? And they say, well, I pulled out driver. And what do you mean you pulled out driver? We've been told not to pull out driver. So that's the frustrating point, because that's just the maturing level. They need to learn how to score and mature a little bit better to not always hit the long ball. It's not always about the long ball, and they've got to learn that. Keeping it in play means a whole lot, especially on this golf course this week. If they can keep it in play, their scores will be very good.
Is that kind of a trust thing as well that comes along with having success?
Yeah, I think it is. They do need to trust me that, you know, by them pulling out iron, it's going to be okay. And they also need to trust that they're going to do that. So it comes down to respect as well. Listen to what we're talking about and try to execute the game plan just like in any other sport and then see what happens.
We've talked about the schedule over the last couple of weeks and how it plays out for you guys. Right around the corner, it's that home meet. I mean, looking at it right now, going into that meet here at the Carbon Country Club, ideally, what's a stroke lead that you would like this team to have going into that particular meet?
Well, right now we have a 26-shot lead over North St. Pete. I'd like to gain at least another 10 to 15. So if we have a, you know, 36-shot to 40-shot lead going into our match, I see nothing but good to happen, because these kids know how to play this golf course. That's kind of the benefit of playing your home golf course. It also can be a detriment, too, by playing your own golf course, because they put a little bit too much pressure on themselves. But I know each one of these kids, and at least the top four kids, have shot 70 or below here. And then Carson has been playing great golf this last little bit, and I hope he continues that. He's very potential to shoot 75 to 78 here as well. So there's a very realistic chance that we can go shoot 290, even less than 290 possibly here at home. So if we could do that going into our home course, I mean, that lead will just grow enormously.
As crazy as it sounds, there's only really a month left in the season. I know the fall sports season for golf really goes by in a hurry. When I start talking to other coaches in other sports, and you get to about 3 or 4 weeks left in the season, they start already talking of, okay, you either know it or you don't know it. Between now and then, how much realistic improvement can you expect to see from these kids?
Realistic improvement, I still see a lot. There's always room to improve in this game of golf. Riker, it's going to be hard for him to lower his stroke average, but his improvement is just going to be his consistency, as long as he can stay consistently. I do see a lot more improvement in Ryan Gagan's scores. I can see some improvement in Joey's scores as well, Joey Pinovich. Just if he can keep the ball in play. Sometimes he gets a little erratic sometimes with his driver, and it sprays a little bit. But if he can learn how to shorten his swing down a little bit and hit the ball a little straighter, his score average should go down. So there's not going to be a lot of improvement. We're shooting 305 to 307. I can see us getting right around that 300 range.
I do want to talk about the other two scores that were not counted this last week, Coach. It's always important to, when you look at the whole six scores. Carson Martinez, Ryan Gagan, they both shot an 82, and then Wyatt Henry had an 86. When your 5 and 6 golfers are shooting mid to lower 80s, obviously it's pushing the other kids on the team, right?
Yeah, it's definitely become a very competitive team, especially for the spots 5 and 6. The top four are pretty solidified. And Carson Martinez actually has probably solidified his number 5 spot the way he's been playing. But that number 6 spot is still up in the air. It's always up in the air. Besides the Henry kid, I have a little freshman, the young Brady Gagan, is playing for that spot. I have Tyler Yaklovich, Riley Wilson, Nick Olson, Caden Slavinsky. Those two kids are also freshmen as well. So I got a really young team trying to get on that 6 spot and trying to travel. It's going to be fun to see if we can get a freshman that can always qualify as number 6 and just watch him grow throughout the season for this year and then see what he can do next year.
Well, it's always fun to talk about a realistic expectation of a state championship in any sport, Coach, and you guys have definitely put yourself in that conversation. It's always great to get you on the show and talk a little bit about the team. Thank you very much. Best of luck this next week against North St. Pete, and hopefully we'll catch up again with you real soon.
I appreciate you having me.
Again, Coach Tom King of the Carbon Dial Golf Squad. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we'll stick with a local scene, talk a little high school football. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.